Welcome to The Upside with Callie and Jeff. We are here to give you an update and say hello and tell you that we've missed you.
If you don't remember, I'm Jeff.
My name is Callie Dollar.
And it's been a while, and we are so appreciative of your patience and support while we kind of navigate an interesting couple of weeks.
Okay, so to catch you up on what has been going on, the week after Easter, right? I think it was. So we took Easter off. Why can I not talk? It's like riding a bike, right?
So was it the week?
The week after Easter.
But we weren't off. We were on.
Okay, so we were on for Monday.
It doesn't matter. At some point, we found ourselves in the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta emergency room because Ellie got hurt. And it was a Thursday night, and we owed you a show on Friday morning. And she got hurt right around dinner time.
Yeah, she got hurt around dinner. It was at our house. It was an accident. And we fortunately live very close to the Children's Hospital and the emergency room, and we scooped her up and almost literally threw Olivia in a car seat and sped to Choa. I, of course, was just like a wreck because I think as any parent, your whole goal as a parent is to keep your kids safe. And when, you can't watch them every single second, but when something happens, you feel so guilty
right.
that they got hurt and that you couldn't protect them.
And Ellie's fine. That was not a fun night. Ellie was actually probably the most okay with it. They took a look at her. They cleaned her up. Everything's fine. She is fine. She was just focused on the popsicles that they promised her before she left. Callie and I, they came in at one point and said, "Hey, we have anxiety medicine that we can give her to calm her down." Callie and I both were thinking, well, what about us?
Right. Can we get some of that?
She's fine. She was watching cartoons on the hospital TV waiting for the doctor to come in. Callie and I were losing our minds. But at some point it came up in conversation that we had not yet recorded Friday's episode. This happened on a Thursday night. And it came up in conversation. We had not yet recorded Friday's episode of The Upside, and one of us took our phones out and started making, as we do before every episode of The Upside, making a list of stuff that we could talk about. And obviously the lead story would be having to go make our first
trip
emergency
to the ER,
room with a kid. And we're trying to figure out when we're going to record it because they told us that we would be out of there soon, but it was already 8 p.m. So soon could be 10 p.m. You know what I mean? So And it's at some point I just said, we're not doing a show tomorrow. And there's a really, when you work for yourself, there's a really gray line between personal life and professional life. And we don't do a great job of drawing that line cleanly.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is most people who don't work for themselves, I would think 99% of people, if you had a 9-to-5 job and you found yourself in the emergency room with your kid, you're not going to carve out some time to figure out what you're going to do the next day at work. You're going to be with your kid completely 100% present and with your spouse and with the doctors and then deal with it the next day. And that's a problem, I think, for us, right?
Yeah, it was definitely a moment of realization for me. I mean, I was holding Olivia, Jeff sitting in the hospital bed with Ellie, and we're talking about the podcast, and you, I think, were a mix of like mad and just upset. And then I kind of woke up the next day and I was like, you know what? That shouldn't have even been, like, our 100% focus should have been on our kid that
right.
needed us in that moment. And good for you, I think, Jeff, for saying, I'm not doing this. We are in this moment with our kids right now. Kid needs us. Like, we're on. So forget about work. You know, like, we're not going to talk about it. We just got to be here. We need to be present.
And there were a couple of examples in recent memory that had come up. The weekend, we had a recording session booked for a podcast the first weekend in January, and the people who booked it asked if they could move to later in January because something came up in one of their schedules. They were flying in from all over the country, right? And we said, yeah, no problem, whatever. But the reason we booked it as early as we did is we knew there was a chance Olivia was going to come early. Mm-hmm. We didn't expect her to come a full month early.
Right.
But what ended up happening is they were going to start their recording on Saturday morning, and Olivia came on Friday. So I found myself like that was, the lines were blurred again, right? Maybe.
Right. I was scheduling my C-section, and I don't know if we talked about this on the show or yeah, I think we did, because people kept asking me, like, we knew when the C-section was going to be scheduled, and our office is right across the street from the hospital. So the people kept coming into my room and saying, do you have a support person that's going to come be with you? I'm like, yeah, my husband's 2 minutes away. It's fine. We own our own business. He had to like go figure some work stuff out. He'll be right back by the time, I go under anesthesia, like he'll be here.
But then it ended up that, Callie's birth experience went a little bit sideways. She was in the hospital 5 days instead of two, like she was last time. And there was just chaos. It's the gray, when you own your own business, the gray area. So that's mm-hmm. one example. There are a couple of other things that have popped up that if we didn't work for ourselves, we probably would have said, no, we can't do that. Mm-hmm. But when you work for yourself, you can't. So anyways, it just shined. It just put
it highlighted
the fact that we needed to make that fuzzy line a little more solid, and that we needed to let some things go because we were absolutely at capacity. And we did let a few things go. One of those things is the upside. Now, it's not gone forever. We'll talk about the future of it in a few minutes, but it's on hiatus because we're just full. And also, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say also, I mean, so in 2024, you know, what we were going to have to do coming back the Monday after is get on the microphone again and say, oh my gosh, listen to what happened again.
Right.
And it doesn't feel in line with what we want to talk about, even though what we want to talk about is real. It feels like since 2024 started, we're like, oh, okay, well, our baby came early, but also Callie had a health issue and we were buying our house, but then Jeff had a health issue and was in the hospital. And there's all these like, but.
Oh, we've signed five new clients, but they're all starting in the middle of Callie's maternal. Every positive, hugely positive thing has fallen under the shadow of something negative, not completely under the shadow, but there's been a shadow of something negative. And I just got really exhausted communicating that. It didn't feel.
It's authentic, but it doesn't feel fun to turn on a microphone and be like, meh, 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 meh.
Especially
like,
when there's so many good things going on. Right. I have so many friends and friends of friends who may have gotten laid off, who are looking for new jobs, who are stuck in weird housing situations because they can't get out of a house or the apartment that they have lived in for 2 years, they've just jacked the rent $600 a month or some crazy amount. Life is just complicated for everybody. And I felt like we had all these good things happening, but we were complaining about it the whole way, mm-hmm. even though the complaints were justified. So content wise, it felt blah, right?
And I think over the past, like you've said this to me, like you and I were talking about this yesterday, like the past 6 months, there has been definitely like a dark cloud over our existence, even though there have been really good things happening. And I think for you, Jeff, like I know that, you know, seeing me being, you know, getting CPR at the hospital was probably a good starting point of that.
Yeah. I have said before that I would have no problem being a stay-at-home husband while Callie goes out and is the breadwinner. I would be proud if Callie became the CEO of a gazillion-dollar-a-year company and made $1 million. And I'm not a guy who needs to
be validated,
make
in
that more
way.
Have yeah. a bigger job title, whatever. I look at you and I, we're the same person. If you're the CEO of something, I get to be the CEO by proxy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's cool. And I think you feel the same way. Now, I've said that a million times. The reality of it, though, is I think there's a seed in every single man to be the provider and the protector. And over the past several months, I have not succeeded at either one of those, you know, for a bunch of reasons. The financial and the administrative burden of buying the house was largely yours.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't feel good. For to see you be in medical duress, severe medical duress, and not be able to do anything about it, and then not be able to get the answers that I promised you I would get. Remember, we needed the meeting,
yeah.
and we got granted the meeting, but then life got in the way. We still haven't had our meeting to find out why some people were denying that it ever happened. That was kind of a personal mission of mine, because that was the only thing I could do, is get you the answers.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't save you. I couldn't undo it. I couldn't rewind that experience. And then Ellie getting hurt, even though it was an accident, every accident can be prevented, but so what 20 things could I have done differently?
Yeah.
I mean, even like, I've had the thought, you know, because right before Ellie got hurt, we were out, we took Sadie for a walk across the street, and we, you know, we were playing in the construction zone or whatever it is. There's like piles of rocks that she's a kid. So for what is it with toddlers and rocks?
They love rocks. Oh my gosh.
Oh my goodness.
Every time I turn around in our house, there's a rock somewhere. Like, I picked up what I thought was a piece of trash on our, like in our living room yesterday on a side table. It was not trash. It was a rock.
Yeah. And so there's construction going on. So there's bulldozers and dump trucks and stuff parked
exciting.
Across the street. And if you're 3 years old, that's cool to see.
Yeah.
Close up. So we walked over there. It was the, you know, it was all shut down for the night, but there are these big piles of rocks. I even had the thought, like, she wanted to go climb on another pile of rocks. I was like, no, we got to go. You know, what if I had let her, then would that have shifted and would have, you know, when she got home, she wouldn't have gotten hurt, or I don't know. But anyways, I just feel like I've failed as a provider and a protector. And as it relates to the upside, we've had so many great things happen, but they've all come with this asterisk, with this but, and it just feels like we have lost the ability to practice what we preach about gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
And in that way, it doesn't feel authentic to keep doing the upside in the form we were doing it.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Because we should be grateful. We have Olivia, as healthy as can be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I sometimes look at her in the morning and think that she looks different than the day before. That's the stage of growing that she's in. Ellie, perfectly fine. Great. Like, totally healthy, so much fun, so smart, it's great. Like, the Ellie stuff is great. We bought this house.
This is the life we've been wanting for, and we've been talking about for years.
And we're so grateful for it. But we had to cut some stuff out in order to kind of rediscover the gratitude and to process, for me, I don't think I had any space in my brain to process all these big things happening.
Yeah.
I was just moving from one thing to the next. And I think if you don't process chaos, it compounds. But if you have the time to say, whoo, that was pretty intense.
Yeah.
Like Callie getting sick, that's pretty intense. But okay, let me think through it. All right, it's over. Then you move on to the next thing. I just don't think I've had time to do that.
Yeah.
So we cut a few things. We changed a few things. The upside going on hiatus is one of them, for a bunch of reasons. Callie doesn't love this analogy, but I think it makes perfect sense. The upside is our oldest child. It's the one that started it all. So we're not casting the upside aside in order for our other shows, or because 1022 is growing, we're not getting rid of the upside. we neglected the upside a little bit over the past several months because it's our oldest child and it didn't need as much attention as our new babies. In the back of our heads, we knew that was unfair to every advisory board member and every listener. And we didn't feel great about it. And we tried to do the right thing.
Be like, yeah, more shows. Because we said more shows, yeah. Even though it felt like, you know, and to Jeff's point, yeah, of something he said yesterday, Jeff said, we've done 1,200 shows without taking a break.
Yeah.
A suspended break. You do something, anything, 1,200 times, you're going to be burnt out. You're going to, you know, you work however many days in a row it is, you know, like you're just going to be tired and your brain's going to turn on autopilot and you're just going to be kind of existing and not living and not creating and doing all of those things. And that's true. Like we just need a break. And the other thing I think it's important to acknowledge that I don't know why it took us so long to acknowledge this, but when we first started the show, it was meant to be kind of a morning show based on what Jeff knew how to do from his radio career. And that was amazing at the time because, you know, speaking totally candidly, like he was still being paid from the radio because even after he got fired, you know, he was still getting paid for X amount of months. I had a job at CNN, so... You know, and Jeff didn't have a job outside of doing the upside. So literally it was your job and your fun thing. And we were essentially getting paid by radio and CNN to do it because we had corporate paychecks. Both of us had corporate paychecks coming in.
When I tell the story about the history of 1022 projects and the upside, what I say is my departure from radio because of the payment, you know, the contract and the months that I had left in the contract and the severance that we negotiated, we had a lot of runway to do whatever we wanted. Mm-hmm. We had a lot of space. We were so fortunate in that way. And it just happened to take off. But we've never, what we've started to do when we're making decisions now about making changes to our show is we've started having a conversation. What would this look like if it was brand new to us today? Mm-hmm. And if somebody came to us today and the upside didn't exist and they said, you guys should start a podcast and you guys should do a podcast that is the gold standard of 1022 projects. What do you need to do that? That we would never say 5 days a week.
No.
We would never say that we have time to produce it. We would never say... You know, that like that,
especially now. I mean, look, what hasn't changed is the number of people working on this show. That hasn't changed in 4 years. And what hasn't changed up until, you know, what, January is that we were doing, you know, 5 shows a week. What has changed is we have 2 small kids. We have
Olivia who really wants to be on the show.
Olivia right really wants to be on the podcast. We have 2, you know, we've produced 20 other shows. So the size of the upside team hasn't changed, but our life has changed tremendously. And right now things are really unpredictable in terms of like, we have 2 little kids. Like I would like to think I know what tomorrow's going to be like and what my perfect schedule is going to look like. But guess what? Ellie might not go down right at her exact bedtime. Maybe she, you know, stuff like that. So, which means, you know, we do our job during the day and then at night we're putting our kid down. And if Ellie doesn't go down to sleep, we can't get to our second job, you know, which is the upside. So, you know, it's just not realistic
sustainable
or healthy in the way that we intended it or entertaining to be completely honest. Like we know that we're not as entertaining as we were the first year we started the show.
When I talk to people who want to start a podcast, I say, and people will come to me and they'll say, hey, I want to do a podcast, but I want to do it all about, and they'll pick some really random topic. I want to do a podcast and I want it to be all about cheddar cheese. Is there an audience for that?
Yes.
And what I tell people is, do you want a different, oh, I want to do a topic all about, do you want to grab her? Yeah. I want to do a topic all about cheddar cheese and people and somebody, and they'll say, is there an audience for that? I'll say there is. If you're truly passionate about the cheddar cheese,
right?
I will listen to anybody, who is passionate about what they're talking about and can deliver it with passion and conviction, no matter what the topic is, because they're the star of the show, right? So we weren't delivering that with the upside.
No.
We didn't sit down every time we record it and said, this is the best part of our day.
Yeah.
And so that brings us to the future. we are both really enjoying this break. For me, I can feel this space in my brain allowing me to get excited for the future of the upside, but also to get excited for things with other 1022 shows. Mm-hmm. Get excited. I can't think of the last time. I have not been out socially with a friend since Olivia was born.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. I have not seen my best friend since Olivia was born because there's just no minutes
right
in the day. I'm starting to get excited about, okay. Right. With the upside and with the other things that have kind of been set aside. I'm like, okay, there's some breathing room. So I'm really enjoying this break. And I think you are too.
Yeah, I definitely am. And I think for me, I have done a huge step back from social media as well.
Right now, we're not going to say anything about when the upside is going to return in some sort of regular fashion. What I can tell you is that we have a trip to the beach coming up at the end of May. I wouldn't expect anything until we're home from that trip. Maybe we'll pop on if our brains keep, you know, opening up and we start to, you know, feel like we're ready to do it. We might pop on for one or two episodes between now and then. But I'm really enjoying rediscovering this creativity and this whatever, right? So my guess is nothing until we get back. Then I think we're going to, my plan is to just see kind of what comes together in June and July. Maybe we'll do some, you know, maybe we'll feature some of the other 1022 podcasts that we talk about, but you know, you may have not heard. Maybe we'll do a couple interview episodes. Maybe we'll do some silly game that we'll play with each other. Who knows? Maybe I'll interview Ellie. I don't know, right?
Yeah.
Whatever. June, and then in the fall, August, September-ish, I could see us getting back into a regular routine, all with an asterisk on all of that. If life slows down a little bit,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
We have our house, we have our Olivia, we have our new clients.
We would like life to be boring.
If life could be boring for a little while, if our brains could keep, you know, filing away all of this stuff that's been built up for the past few months, I think we could return to some sort of. And we want it, we really do want it to be the gold standard of 1020 of all of our 1022 shows.
Yeah.
If I'm being perfectly honest, it hasn't been that in 2 years.
Yeah.
I've actually not wanted people to listen to it.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think if we have the space, I've already had a couple thoughts like, oh, that would be cool. Mm-hmm. I'm just not acting on them immediately because that turns into an unfulfilled promise.
Right.
Oh, we're going to, every Wednesday, we're going to do this. And then 2 Wednesdays later, it never happens again.
Right.
All right, let's talk about some good stuff. All the good stuff, because so much has been good.
Oh my gosh, so good.
Everybody is healthy and getting healthier. I have my procedure for my SVT a week from Friday. Yep. So knock on wood, most people only have to have that once. A couple people, some small percentage has to go in 2 or 3 times and have it, you know, redone. Most people only have to have it done once. It's an outpatient procedure.
They do like 12 a day. They do them all in one day. They're just like boom, 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 yep. boom, boom.
So
easy breezy.
I'm going to go in on a week from Friday and get that done. So that's great. Callie has started working on the post Olivia weight and health stuff. I don't know the right way to say it. I feel weird
just
saying it.
Just getting back to myself. Like anybody who's ever had a baby, I think knows there's like a period of time. And mine, I think for Ellie was like easily a full year where you just don't feel like you. You don't feel like you look like you. You don't feel like you just feel like, I don't know. You kind of feel like somebody's mom and not you as an individual. So I'm like slowly creeping back to that.
Well, you've lost 12 pounds.
Yeah. I've lost like almost 12 pounds.
So that's right. Most of that's probably stress weight.
Probably.
And anxiety. Olivia is growing like a weed. She's great. She's such a happy little baby.
She's 3.5 months.
Ellie is 3.5 years. She's fine. Everything's great.
They love each other so much. Olivia thinks that Ellie hung the moon. Everything she does is hilarious and awesome. And we heard from Ellie's teacher that she talks about her little sister all the time at school, which I love. So for right now, they really like each other.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm glad for that.
We have business, a couple things, one more personal thing. I feel like just in the past couple weeks, I feel like I'm coming back to life.
Good.
So that feels good. We've got some amazing new clients and projects. The first quarter, this is just the hypocrisy or the irony or the whatever of the past several months of our life. The first quarter had the biggest blessings. Olivia's arrival, right? And buying a house mm-hmm. in a neighborhood that we love and for a great price. That was wonderful. We also signed more clients to the 1022 roster in that period of time than we ever have in another similar period of time.
We're going on by June 1st. We will have launched like almost 24 podcasts.
And
insane,
which is crazy and great. It's just funny that it happened. It's not funny at all. It'll be a great story someday to talk about. We did that while Callie, you know, gave birth in the first 3 months of Olivia's life. While I spent a week in the hospital,
right?
While we bought all that other stuff. So, the clients that we have a high end. Home, a podcast about high-end home design and decor.
Oh, it's so good. I thought I wouldn't get it, but I've been listening to it, like the edits. It's not live yet. And I love it.
We have the owner, the founder of the clothing company Onward Reserve. His name is TJ Calloway, and he has got some great ideas for podcasts. We've started recording content with him, and I was there, and I was so excited to hear it. Because he's obviously a very successful entrepreneur, and he has accomplished a lot of what we would like to accomplish. Mm-hmm. He talks in one of the episodes about one of his proudest, happiest moments is when he could first offer health insurance to his employees.
Yeah.
And then he could offer a 401k match.
Yeah.
Plan and matches. And I'm like, someday that'll be us. A woman named Elizabeth is launching a podcast called I'm Hearing Yes.
It's super awesome. It is about what's next in life when you've kind of checked all the boxes that you've been dreaming of since you were little. So, you know, she's like, okay, I've had the job and I've had my kids and I'm married and I'm, you know, I have everything I wanted. Now what? Like, what happens in our 40s? What are we doing now? And it's a podcast for millennials. And I think a lot of us probably are going to go through that where we're trying to figure out, okay, now what do I do?
And the week after Olivia arrived, we launched a podcast called Undefining Motherhood, which is all about the language and attitudes around becoming a mom.
Yeah. So it's whether you have a child on this earth or not. It talks about all sorts of things, language, different things that you go through in the process of, you know, becoming a mother. And it's talking about undefining motherhood. And Jeff, I think, has learned more than anyone from that show because the host is brilliant. Like, yeah. She has a PhD in Victorian literature. Like, she just knows so much about the history of why we treat women and mothers the way that we do. And it's all based in history and, you know, rooted in things that we started in the 1700s. I mean, in the 1700s that have never been revised.
It's really compelling because when a lot of this language was crafted, the only doctors were men.
Right.
So using the word miscarry or miscarriage, for example, that means to carry
poorly.
That's not what a miscarriage is. That's kind of a subtle blame the mom.
Right.
Language, you know, she carried the child wrong. That's not what happened at all. But that was the language that, you know, was born in the late 1800s, early 1900s. And it's just carried on to this day. And for Katie, it's terrible because it puts too much blame and guilt and stigma on moms, and she wants to change that. So I'm really proud of that show. We've also re-signed to keep our studio at Industrious.
Yeah, it's awesome. So people are reserving it. We've had, oh my gosh, we've had so many bookings the past 2 months and so many podcasters in there, even that aren't, you know, 1022 related. And people have done, somebody did a video shoot for their company in there. We're seeing a lot of like corporate life being included in our podcast, which I think is awesome. Like businesses are starting to do podcasts as just part of their brand, not as like a money-making endeavor, but as, hey, we want people to know more about us and who we are. And so we're seeing a lot of that, and a lot of people are booking the room for podcasts, the studio, but also like video shoots and team meetings and all that kind of stuff. So that's really exciting too.
Our new house is awesome. I think we talked about this before, but the day we bought the house, like the day before we bought the house, the city chopped down all the trees in front of our house. So we had no
In our backyard.
Yeah. In the backyard. Yeah.
Yeah.
The part of that. So from this, cause they're doing a big construction project. So you could see right into our backyard from that. We had no privacy or security. So it felt a little weird.
I mean, I would walk outside to like let the dogs out and not wear a bra. Cause I like get up in the morning and open the back door and, you know, I'm like, oh, I can't do that anymore. Right. There people can see me. People are on their morning jog. Kids are walking to school. I need to not do this anymore. So we kind of lost some privacy, but we built a fence.
We didn't build it. We hired somebody to build it.
We had a fence built. So it feels so cool to have our little backyard. We took out a bunch of like dead bushes that were in our backyard, and Jeff's been working on planting more grass. We took out a tree that was like the bane of Jeff's existence.
So when they built the house, whatever, 20 years ago or however long ago they built the house, they put a tiny little tree in the front yard. Well, a tiny little tree over the course of 20 years becomes a 25, 30 foot tall oak tree dropping acorns on everything in a 20-foot radius with giant roots that are the
creeping
size.
Towards our foundation.
Yeah, our house is on a slide. There's no basement, so.
And Jeff was also watching squirrels jump from our roof to the tree going, yeah. We're going to have a squirrel problem at some point. Like, we're going to have squirrels in our attic. We're going to have to treat.
And I tell you that when we closed down the house, I mean, I may have confirmed the appointment with the tree removal guy driving home from the closing attorney's office. And that tree is gone, and we have grass in our front yard now, and we have three little hydrangea bushes.
Yeah, we're just...
That we planted ourselves.
We planted it ourselves. We read about it. I learned that there are like gardening zones in the U.S. Like, I know what zone we're in. Is it partial shade? Is it full sun? What does hours of full sun mean? I've, you know, gotten my hands dirty. I will say pulling roots out of things is really therapeutic.
I had to tell Callie, because we have a bed that the hydrangeas are in, but then we're going to put mulch over it. So the small roots don't matter because the big roots are all dead and it's going to be covered in mulch. And Callie was having, I finally had to say to her, you have to stop. We have so much to do. I know this feels good, but you're cleaning an area that's going to be covered in mulch. Like, you don't need to do that.
It just felt so great.
So I gave her like another half hour and then I was like, okay, stop.
Jeff built a little like area for his grill in our backyard. So we've been like doing all of these little, you know, they're little DIY projects, nothing like too crazy except for the tree. But we've been really enjoying this house, and it really, it's weird. It does feel more like our house now.
Totally. Of course it does.
So.
And Olivia loves the yard. She likes to nap in the yard, which is great because now's a good time to do it because it'll be so hot and humid in a month. And Ellie is kicking butt at being a toddler. She loves school. She's taking swim lessons, and she's counting down toward our annual beach trip.
With the exception of the first minute of the show, the rest of what you just heard was recorded and released to the advisory horde last week.
Now, there are a few. We're going to talk about some of the online comments that we saw on our Facebook group in just a second. But I guess we're going to talk about it right now. One of the first things I want to address is this allegation that we were, one, going to go to a subscription-only model and only people who paid us would hear our content. That's absolutely not true. We're not going to a subscription-only version of The Upside. But there are people who, for the past 5 years, every single month have given us a few bucks.
Mm-hmm.
There are also people just in the past week or two who have, when they heard that we are going to be releasing an Advisory Horde episode, who signed up immediately because they were so invested in knowing what was going on with us, right? Either morbid curiosity or genuine care and concern. I'm not sure, but it doesn't matter. They paid us a few bucks. And then in between those two extremes, there are people who have come on board for the pet for mm-hmm. at some point to support us financially. And the we consider that group of people our most dedicated and passionate Upside listeners. And it just felt right to give them something first. So we're not going subscription only, and there's no VIP. It's the way the advisory board has been since the beginning. Mm-hmm. And also there's nothing. Yeah. And that's all I have to say about that.
Yes.
The other thing I want to say about the online stuff. And do you have anything you want to say about the online stuff?
What I have to say is no comment.
Okay. There are a few people, and the only reason I'm addressing this is because it became significant threads with a lot of comments. But there are a few people who felt very betrayed and mad and I don't know what the words are, who did not like the fact that we, one, just disappeared, and hopefully the story that we just told gave you some insight as to why, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now, maybe knowing what you now know, you might have a little more grace for what happened. It wasn't like we woke up one morning and said, screw this, we're not going to do the show anymore.
I think it's, well, the irony is, because I stopped reading at a certain point because I got frustrated. And honestly, well, I stopped reading because I was a little overwhelmed. And the irony of, you know, I saw someone say, this is just a bad PR move. And what I wanted to say is, like, we had to stop right then because we had a kid that was hurt that needed our attention. Had we crafted, quote unquote, a statement, that would have taken time away from our child, which is the whole reason that we were taking time away and didn't do anything.
Yeah.
So that doesn't really make sense to me, because the crafting of a, quote unquote, PR move takes the energy that we would have put in into just doing a show.
And we're
or putting together a, quote unquote, statement. And we just had to turn off. Like, it was, our family needs us, our kid needs us right now. No questions asked.
And I don't want to devote a lot of time to this, because I think if 5% of the comments online, maybe 10% were critical, people actually, right? The rest were supportive and understanding. Yeah. I understand feeling a little bit slighted that there is a group of, that the advisory board knows and you didn't know. If you are a listener who has not chosen to support us financially, I understand that, especially if you've listened to all 1,200 of our episodes.
Right.
And you're like, I've put the time in. I get that. But it just reversed the situation. If you were an advisory board member and you didn't, so I don't even want to address that, because it's, I understand. And then the other part about us, you know, I'm going to tell you something. The other day was driving and a car passed me on the double yellow, like it was a double yellow line. Mm-hmm. And my first thought was, who do you think you are? And I was going, you know, 10 miles over the speed limit, you know, doing everything I should have been doing on that road, but they just wanted to go faster. And
you're like, what a jerk.
Right. Oh, I gave them attitude. In my mind, I gave them attitude. And then I remembered that on the day that Ellie got hurt and I drove to the hospital, I ran a red light or two. I believe I passed somebody at a double yellow. I believe I came to a stop at an intersection at a red light and passed the two cars in front of me very illegally and very dangerously. But I could see that there was nothing else coming.
Mm-hmm.
To get to the hospital quicker. So I immediately, having the benefit now of that experience, after I was like, what a jerk, then my next thought was, hey, you know what? Maybe this person has a really serious situation that he or she is dealing with.
Maybe they're having the worst day of their life.
Yeah.
You don't know. Yeah.
And they just need to get somewhere. And it allowed me to have a little grace. So my hope is that my hope is that the broader message that that this can still be a learning experience for all of us, right? I think that in retrospect, we probably could have thrown together a 60-second episode that said, hey, you know what? We're not going to be doing shows for the next few weeks. We will update you when we can. Everyone is healthy, but we just had some stuff come up. So thank you for your support. We'll update when you can. Part of me wonders if we should have done that. Another part of me says the critics would still be critical.
There are people that are... There is no winning online.
Right.
There's not. There is no... There has never been a time since I have like exposed myself online or whatever you want to call it where people have been 100% supportive. I mean, when I had a miscarriage, someone messaged me and said, do you think it's because you were taking cough medicine last week? And kind of like blaming that on me as well. Like there is
I thought the story was because you took cough medicine, but when you took the cough medicine, you didn't realize you were pregnant.
I didn't. And yeah. So someone was like, oh, do you think that happened because you took cough medicine? And I'm like, well, I didn't, but now I do. So thank you for that. Also you owe me an hour's worth of therapy two sessions of therapy because that one took a minute. But, you know, when we give to people are mad that we don't give to others. When we, the community, when there is, a happy announcement, there's a sad thing. When we, if we had recorded that 60-second episode, which by the way, I completely disagree with you. Had we recorded that, people would have said that we need to get offline and pay attention to our kids. So there is no winning.
I said that. That was what I said is there still. But I do hope in the ups.
So all that said, our choice in the moment was to do what we had to do for our family and to put everything else aside.
And this is going to be the last thing that I want to say about this because I don't want to give too much energy to what is only 5 or 10%. But I'm not going to lie. It's frustrating and it hurts. You know what I mean?
I'm surprised that you're hurt by it. It takes a lot to penetrate you.
I'm hurt. Here's why I'm hurt. I am hurt because I feel like... And this sounds so righteous and holier than thou, but I don't mean it to come across that way. But I'm just hurt that there are people who listen to The Upside who don't get it.
Yeah.
I'm hurt that we have gotten lots of messages from people who have said, I've started practicing daily gratitude and it's changed my life. That there are people who have said, I've heard Callie talk about this experience, whatever it is, and it has given me the grace that I need to deal with this experience in my life. Mm-hmm. You know, I have heard Jeff talk about how he, took these big leaps in his career and it has given me the courage to do that. So, I know that there are a lot of people that get it, right?
Mm-hmm.
It just makes me sad that there's people that don't,
mm-hmm.
who can choose grace and have chosen the opposite. And I'm still trying to choose grace and say, well, you know what? They didn't know what they didn't know. Mm-hmm. They didn't know what was going on. And to that, this is the last thing that I kind of want to say about it. One of the comments that really had me shaking my head was somebody saying, in real life, you can't just stop doing a job for 2 or 3 weeks. And what I responded with was, this is absolutely real life. Yes, you can. The mistake that we all make, not just that commenter on Facebook, but all of us collectively, is that we assume that our real life is everyone's real life.
Mm-hmm.
You are absolutely right. And I was just having this conversation with one of our clients. She is dealing with a very sick dad right now,
mm-hmm.
and her brother, same dad, right? She works for herself. He has a 9-to-5 job. They were able to take a few days off when he got his diagnosis to set up a care plan and navigate how it's going to look. But then he had to go back to work. Mm-hmm. And she said to him, how did you go back to, how are you at work? And he said, I don't have a choice. I get X number of days off and I get this and I get this mm-hmm. And I can't take time off to process. And she says, oh my gosh, I, you know, can't fathom concentrating on anything other than what's going on with dad right now. That's both of those scenarios are real life. Mm-hmm. Here's the difference. Every 2 weeks, he's going to get a paycheck. Mm-hmm. There is, for her, a very real financial consequence mm-hmm. for what she's dealing with. She's not going to get a, there's going to be paychecks, and this is not to, like, you know, we're not trying to get sympathy or whatever, but the reality is, we've had a really great first quarter. We've signed a lot of new clients. We're not going to sign anybody in the second quarter because mm-hmm. we've had no time, bandwidth, energy, space, whatever, to go out and network and do sales. Mm-hmm. So there's not one
that's better or worse. Right. They're both just real, different. Right. They're both real life.
They're
like
both real life. Right. So don't ever say to someone, hey, in real life, you can or can't do that. Because everybody's real life is different.
Yeah.
In real life, you can't just stop doing your job. Well, yeah, you can. Especially if you are sitting around looking at the big picture going, our kid got hurt. Our priority was not our kid in that moment. So we had to reevaluate that. We have to look at the health of our business and our relationship with all of our clients and all of our advertisers and say, hey, we're putting these in jeopardy. Because we're at capacity, so mm-hmm. we got to recalibrate, and we got to look at the fact that 90 days from now, we're going to be broke unless we make some pivots right now.
Yeah.
Make some changes, you know? Yeah. Which is, you know, 90 days after buying a new house, not a good time to be broke.
Not a good time to be broke.
So that's
and it's the upside is one of three jobs.
Yeah.
So.
So anyways, I feel like I spent too much energy already. To every single person who left a positive and encouraging and supportive comment, thank you. To the people who lifted up T-Bird for being the first line of communication over the past few weeks and taking a lot of the abuse, but also being a huge cheerleader for us and a huge advocator for us, thank you for recognizing mm-hmm. that. T-Bird is the best. Mm-hmm. She absolutely is the best. Mm-hmm. Somebody suggested that she... fill in for the upside mm-hmm. in any shows that we can't do. What's funny about that is she has multiple times over the past year or two said, I've got a podcast in me. I don't know what it is,
yeah.
but I've got a podcast in me. And we are absolutely going to use some of this time to try to help her find that podcast mm-hmm. and see if she wants to put it out. We'll do that. We miss talking to you. We don't miss the time it takes, and we don't miss. I am looking forward to the upside coming back and having it be as groundbreaking and exceptional as it was during the first 6 months.
Yeah. Yep.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Do you have anything to add? Do you want to talk about your triplets?
Oh yeah. We have in our homeowner era, which is what we're in now, we have taken up doing things ourselves. And one of them was we planted 3 hydrangea plants outside and they're starting to grow. Like there's little, I don't know, what do you call them? Like little sprouts
the flowers will be.
Yeah. So they're starting to be in the first stages of flowering. Now, I cannot keep anything alive. So I am very excited about this and it looks great. And I cannot wait to see the first couple of flowers there. I did not realize that gardening/landscaping is really a marathon. Like the size that these plants will be in 2 years, like they won't be full size for a couple of years. It's a marathon. I learned about zones. I learned about, you know, anyway, so I'm very excited because Jeff, this is where we are. Jeff sent me a picture and said, oh my God, it's starting to grow. And that's what we're noticing
buds,
now.
That's the word.
Buds.
But I, just remember last year I planted some grass in the backyard because we had a big shady mossy area. So dug up all the moss, treated the soil, put the grass seed down that grows really well in shaded areas. And then every single day I would go out and water it. And then once it started to sprout, I would come in and Callie would make fun of me. She would say, "Oh, how's your grass doing out there, lawn man?" And now every time we walk past the hydrangea bushes, I can see Callie looking at him and she's like smiling. She's like, "It looks so good." She actually sent me or showed me on her phone before and after pictures.
I did. And I am trying to be really good about taking before and afters because I feel like we get in a rush of things and then forget to do that. But it is cool to see how different something looks after you put, you know, a little elbow grease into it. And now I'm plotting what I'm going to do next, which is hard because a lot of really pretty flowering plants need a lot of sun, and our lot just does not have a ton of sun. So that's my only challenge. But
well, the back has a lot more sun than it did now that those three big trees are gone.
Yeah, but we put a fence up, so now it's blocking.
But it's not blocking the sun. The fence.
It is. Go look.
When does it block the sun?
The sun.
It only blocks the sun. Like, the whole thing gets morning sun now. Because the sun comes from over there. So it's not until like 3 or 4 in the afternoon that it's that the fence becomes an issue. But still.
Yeah. But that's going to be my next thing. Because that's what I'm excited about right now.
Even on that side where the fence is, we're not going to plant anything.
I know. But I mean, against the house.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
That's in the shade because.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. We did a privacy fence, as you know. Because I believe we talked about that. And so we just had to figure out what works in the shade. So this is my, I'm enjoying the gardening.
So thank you to everyone for your support and your kindness. We did get a bunch of new Advisory Horde members over the past week or two. So big thank you to all of you. We appreciate you so much. We appreciate every single person who listens to the show, Advisory Horde or not. Yeah, as we explained, please have no expectations for anything at all until after the beach trip. And anything that comes between now and then, surprise, bonus. It's like it's finding a hidden Easter treat.
No, it's like finding $3 in your pocket.
It's finding laundry money.
Yeah, you're like, oh my gosh, $3.
Yes.
What are you going to buy with $3? I don't know, but I found $3.
It's a 20.
It's great.
It's finding a 20. It's saying, hey, let's order pizza for dinner tonight. Like, we can't. We don't get paid till Friday. I don't know. I don't have a ton of money. Then you're doing laundry. You find 20. You're like, we can get a pizza. That's what it is. So we're going to be laundry cash until we get back from the beach. Then
we'll see.
We'll have some sort of update coming in the first week of June or so, probably. And then who knows?
Jeff has been the king of, I'm not going to say a date, but I am going to say like the second week of June.
I'm going to say relatively. All right. Thank you so much.